Bloomberg reported there's only a 10% chance that a recession will happen next year. So if you're looking to recreate the magic of last year, it's not going to happen yet. I don't think another recession is going to happen until 2027. So then I want you just to continue buying until the next recession occurs. Buy and hold is the move, but people who don't have money tell you that it's not, because they want to finesse you into doing some shit that's going to make you lose a lot of your money. Space tourism, newest arrival is going to be offering trips by balloon. I'm scary, so I won't be doing this, but it looks pretty damn cool. If you're going to do the space tourism balloon thing, let me know. Put it in chat. I think it's a very interesting concept, and space exploration will get a lot hotter. We've given some space. You can also look at the ticker UFO. If you want to get one in the space exploration, we've talked about it here before. But you're going to see a lot more of these kind of companies pop up. And a central bank actually boosted its asset purchases in the past week, in the past 3 months. Even when they are talking about tapering its bond buying in the media. This is one of those lessons where I always tell you guys, you have to watch what people are doing and not what they are saying. And you guys asked me, what are my thoughts on a couple stocks? So let me go to the charts and walk you through and screenshot these lists, and I'll tell you which ones are good and which ones are not. All right, first one is Spotify. Do I like it? I would give it a C. It's still a good long-term investment, but I don't love it as much as some of the others that are here. Facebook, absolutely amazing. Put in chat, is a trend here up or down? Facebook, dominant. I think if Wall Street loves Zuckerberg a little bit more, the price would be even higher than what it is, but Facebook is absolutely amazing. Apple, absolutely, absolutely amazing. I know some of you are like, yeah, Apple's slow. And a company worth $1 trillion can't move slow. Can't move slow. Let's go to PayPal. PayPal is absolutely magical. There are some that I like more, but yes, PayPal is absolutely amazing. Let's go to Lowe's, ticker LOW. For those of you that are in construction and or real estate, I always tell you, Home Depot and Lowe's are two of the ones you should be in mandatory, because you're spending money there anyway. Absolutely. CRM. Yes. CRM dipped a ton last year from 284, came down to 202. Tremendous buying opportunity at that price. And it'll get back to 284 either by fourth quarter or top of next year, 20. AMD, yes. Despite the chip shortage, yes. NVIDIA, I love more. And I'll look at that right now. Much better. But remember last year I told you guys, especially if you guys follow me on Twitter, if you want to make your own little micro index, invest in the two best in the space. So even like Visa and MasterCard, you compare those two together. AMD and NVIDIA, you compare those two together. But AMD, I do like. NVIDIA, I just happen to like better. Let's look at Activision Blizzard. I do like them a hell of a lot. And then also with the same thesis, you can look at Take-Two Interactive, which is TTWO as well. Absolutely amazing. Thank you for those of you that follow my brother last week. His channel is Big Ass Kid, B-I-G-G with two G's. Follow him on YouTube to support his gaming channel. I appreciate you so much. Let's look at Chewy. Chewy, I don't love as much in comparison because it's new. Is it promising? Yes, but there are companies that have better returns that I would rather lean on. What do you think of Alibaba? Alibaba, I like. I don't love Chinese companies as much, so I will stay away from this one. What do I think of Snap? Snap has performed better than I thought. Yeah, it's performed better than I thought it would. Are there other tech companies that I like better? Yes, but Snap is on the uptrend. Definitely look to add it to your watch list and potentially your portfolio. Datadog, let's look at this real quick. Yes, Datadog is on an uptrend. Amazing. NVIDIA, we covered. Let's look at Lam Research, ticker LRCX. Is this trend to the upside or downside? Yes, amazing. Let's go to Enphase real quick. Enphase, beautiful chart. Not a lot of turbulence until earlier this year. Has some hard pullbacks, but great, great stock. Yes, I like this one. AMD, we covered. Let's look at GNRC. Is this trend to the upside or downside? Stock Club members, you see why I sent you this one and the other one last night to put into the watch list? Yes, ticker GRNC. Let's look at Zebra really quick. Zebra Technologies, Sleeper. Yes, was that 46.13 at the low of 2016? If we go to July of 2018, it was at 137.61. It's at 527.13 now. Love it, amazing. And then let's look at Paycom to wrap up. Paycom Software, not as strong. I like Zebra more. It's not bad, but if I compare it to Zebra, GNRC, or Enphase, those are better in comparison. Screenshot these. These are some of the safest stocks to invest in. Google, Nvidia, Shopify, Twilio, ILMN, and let's go look at the chart on this one. So Illumina Inc. Not a lot of people talking about it. A lot of value. You can see, of course, last year, almost everything came down to the 200 moving average. Great. The price at the yearly open, which I gave away probably 6 weeks ago, is 370. It's at 481 right now. Here, put this in chat. Safe stocks usually are expensive. The cheap stocks are the ones that usually cause hell in your portfolio. So I know everyone wants a $10 stock that could go to 800. I do as well. But usually safety is going to come at a price, and that's the premium that you're going to have to pay for it per share. And the last one, Intuitive Surgical, absolutely love. Some of you have been asking me for about dividends, and I give a whole list in Stock Club, but I'll give you a couple here that I like. Lowe's, Costco, McDonald's, Apple and Microsoft also give a small dividend, but it is a dividend nonetheless. So when you're like, hey, what about dividends? The growth of Apple and Microsoft usually are going to offset the gains that you would get in AT&T because the stock is going to drag down on AT&T. All AT&T seems to do, and Bono talked about it on here, kudos to the king, I appreciate you, brother. All they seem to do is buy distressed assets at too high of a premium, right? And then here are some that I love that are not dividends, but Ulta, absolutely amazing. If you have a significant other that shops at Ulta, they can tell you why. We talked about it before, MasterCard, but Johnson & Johnson, Visa, and Starbucks. All of these are absolutely amazing stocks to invest in. So now you can't say you don't know what to invest in. Passive income stocks. Texas Instruments. I haven't talked about this one a lot. I love Home Depot. Dominant force in their space. Incredibly safe. And as long as we have to build commercially or residentially, they're going to be a powerhouse for years to come. Apple, Waste Management, and then Crown Castle. Happens to be in Bill Gates' portfolio. It's not the only reason I like it, but Crown Castle is pretty damn amazing. Kudos to the Stock Club members who got into it last year in March. Albert Einstein once said, compound interest is the eighth wonder of the world. He who understands it earns it. He who doesn't pays it. What he's saying, the longer that you take to begin investing into the market, the more it's going to cost you as you get older. You hear the confidence in my voice about how I love this? Because once I finally cracked the code, when people was holding it back from me, I promised I would give it away. But now, since you've been told to what to invest in, and if you learn nothing else, 2 Tech 2 Index is all you need. Even if you change the technology companies out, great. But if you do not invest, think of all the years you are missing out on potentially retiring early. How much different would your life have been if you would have been invested in a market since you were 2 years old? Or let's say 5 years old. It makes a hell of a difference.
My graduates from my school being Forbes,
bag drop.
Bag drop. A mic drop. Bag drop.
Bag drop.